880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a great show. Too bad the gerbil in the transmitter ran out of gas and we're not on the air. Hopefully they'll dry out the transmitter and we'll be able to get back on the air. But anybody who wants to listen to us can. They can do it live on the website of the radio station. They can do it live on the www.freedonbusiness website. And believe me, if they couldn't hear that, they're not going to know because they're already not listening on the website. Today we've got the CBRE South Florida Multi-Housing Market Review. We're also going to talk about how to green up your commercial real estate and save energy. We're also going to talk about using your personal trainer to improve productivity. Our first guest is going to be Gerard Yetming. He's an SVP of Investment Properties at CBRE in the Multi-Housing Group, and he's on hold. We've got a lot to talk about with Gerard. I'm not going to talk about anything else right now. I'm not going to give you the warm-up. I'm not going to do anything more than tease. We're going to go right to break. When we come back, the gerbil will be running. The transmitter will be working. The world will hear us. Back after this. Hold on. We've got some great content today.
Time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team of UHealth Sports Medicine doctors are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with the care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Oh, high five!
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I would like to give a high five to God for putting the transmitter back on. We are now live here in South Florida, so you're hearing me say, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, give that gerbil some Gatorade, Dave. He ain't running fast enough. The thing went down again. Well, that's okay. We're creating content. Gerard, let everybody in your office know they can hear us on the internet and listen live. We've got Gerard Yetming. He's the senior vice president for CBRE. He joined them in 2002. He's been a business person across South Florida. He's been involved in more than $6.4 billion of multifamily assignments. He's represented over 52,000 units. He's a busy guy. He's a knowledgeable guy. And he's a guy that we need to hear, Dave. So let's turn down the music. All right. Gerard, are you out there?
I am.
All right.
Hi, Jim.
All right. Dave turned down the music. So, Gerard, you're on for a couple reasons. We're going to talk about the market. We're also going to talk about the event that you and CBRE are sponsoring. Why don't we start by talking about the event first?
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. This is actually my first time on your radio, so I guess now I can scratch that one off my bucket list.
Actually, you can only scratch it halfway off. You have to come in here in person to do it all the way.
All right.
We're going to have to do a multi-housing thing where we get you and Charles and the rest of the team in here.
Well, at least I'm halfway there.
Yeah, you are halfway here, and we'll use all your knowledge. Now, I went to the thing last year, and boy, it was smoking hot. There were over 350 people there, deals getting cut in the hallway. I was working on one myself. Now I hear there's more than 500 owners, operators, investors, and multifamily experts that are going to be here, you know, starting with that VIP tour that you were so thoughtful to invite me on tomorrow, and then on Monday, and then the smoking hot event that features Jeff Atwater, the CFO of Florida, and also we've got Steve Owens, the president of Swire, talking about that huge deal downtown. Tell me how CBRE got involved with this, and what are you guys trying to accomplish?
You know, we started it last year, and we teamed up with all of our colleagues that are in the multi-housing practice in the other Florida markets, so Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville. And we put it on last year, not really being sure the type of, how well it would be received, and it far exceeded our expectations last year, and we had about 400 people.
Yeah.
And so this year, you know, we were planning. We knew that we were going to get a good response, so we picked a great venue. We're going to have it at the Four Seasons, and it's as you said, it's on Tuesday the 8th. And so far, we have over 550 attendees, and it's a mixture of owners, real estate professionals, consultants. It's generally as of last year, I mean, it was a great it was a great networking event.
Listen, all I could say is if you're in the multi-housing business and you're not there, you're missing the boat. It is a bubbling cauldron of transactional opportunity.
And the day before, we're actually going to do a bus tour of Miami. And we're going to be driving past some of the development projects that are really transforming the city. It's going to be open bar as well, which is a huge plus. And if it rains, then we'll just sit in the parking lot and have drinks there.
Oh, listen, one thing I'm really looking forward to is hearing the opinion of you and the rest of your team on what's going on here in the market, because I know I have my opinion. I do a lot of work in the multi-housing market myself, which is one of the reasons I'm glad I'm going. And one of the things that I'm seeing in the marketplace is that while everybody wants to do rental housing, quote unquote, within the urban core, I don't know that the numbers pencil out unless you can get some, close to $3 a foot rents on some of these sites. What are you seeing in the market? Is the capital market community starting to get transaction and opportunity fatigue, or do they still see this continuing on?
You know, I think that, we are seeing deals get done in the urban core, and that's actually one of the panels that we're going to have at the conference. But
okay.
There are deals that are going to be done. There are a couple in Miami. There are deals being done down in Dade Land and in Fort Lauderdale. So we are seeing them being done. And they're also, they're effectively competing in some cases with the condo guys. There's still a very strong appetite for sites to build rental. People are looking at the recent history, during the downturn. And let me just give a little bit of context there. I mean, back in 2004, when we were at the peak of, the multi-housing rental stock, we had about 176,000 units in inventory, and this is in South Florida, and these are institutional quality apartments. Of that, 35,000 got converted out to condominiums. And even with the stuff that's in the pipeline right now, we're only barely getting back to 2004 levels, according to our projections, by 2015. So that means that we've gone 11 years with very minimal, you know, in the grand scheme of things, in growth in the institutional inventory. So there's still a very strong appetite. People are willing to pay very high prices for land, and, you know, the yields on cost are quite compressed, especially for urban settings where you have a live-work-play type environment. And so, you know, we think that that's going to continue into the foreseeable future.
Well, let's go back, because I really threw you a curveball and I started talking about the market information. And I really wanted to go into what's going to happen a little bit more at the event, because you've got some pretty good speakers coming here. You've got Steve Owens coming from Swire, and you've got Jeff Atwater coming from the state of Florida. Quick question, with the Steve Owens from Swire, what do you think all of that delivery of new live, work, play on that Brickell area, what do you think that's going to do?
Well, I would encourage everybody listening to try to come to the conference so they can hear what his take on it is. But we've already seen it be, you know, a very transformative project. I mean, land in the immediate surrounding area has gone through the roof. You know, people are very excited about, you know, just the quality of stuff that Swire builds and what they can bring to the area. So, I mean, it's all, you know, net positive, and it truly is a transformative project.
Well, that's going to be the launch speech, and everybody who's involved with commercial real estate or residential real estate, for that matter, in Miami, in the Brickell or downtown market, needs to be there. They need to hear what's going on. Tell me some of the other highlights of the agenda, Gerard.
Well, we're going to do our Florida multi-housing forecast.
Okay.
So we're going to give our take on what we see, you know, happening over the next 12 months and beyond. We're going to talk a little bit about the condo and single family home market and, you know, contrast that as an investment vehicle to multifamily, and also talk about how the recovery in that segment has affected the multi-housing space. We're going to address private capital, so, you know, for smaller deals, and, you know, who's doing those deals, how are they getting done. We'll talk about some of the major deals that were done last year. We actually have a very interesting session where we're going to have a debate between one party is going to take the side of an urban development argument, and then the other group is going to talk about more advocating suburban development. So that we think is going to be very interesting. We're also going to talk about land use and development, changes in the debt market, innovations in management, design trends for, you know, talking about what renters really want in today's market, because, I mean, things have changed significantly over the last few years as people have gotten used to condo-type rentals. So we're going to explore that a little bit, and then we're also going to have a session where we have young leaders come in.
That was my question.
Representatives from UM and from University of Florida, and they're going to be making cases for different development projects.
Wow, that's great. So you're going to give the students a chance to participate too, because I was looking through the participant list, and at the end it had all these students, and that was my next question, is what were they going to do? So they're doing sort of a presentation?
They're doing like a case study. So they're going to be presenting a proposed development, and the audience is going to be in a sort of an imaginary investment committee.
Wow.
And so each group gets a chance to, you know, make a presentation, present a project, and you know, try and sell the investors on it.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and Gerard and I are going to talk market information. If anybody wants to get some conference information, you can call Claire Kelly at 646-862-9903, or you can go to info@cbremultihousingsummit.com. Again, info@cbremultihousingsummit.com. And for our Jets fans, I'll do it one more time real slow. It's info@cbremultihousingsummit.com. Join me, join Gerard. More importantly, join people that are shaping the multi-housing market in South Florida. We'll be right back with the second half of our interview with Gerard Yetming, SVP Investment Properties Multi-Housing Group, CBRE, back after this. Man, I just love that song. And you know what else I love? I love my cars that I got from Warren Henry. Those things are just the greatest. I just took the J car down to the Keys for the weekend. It was comfortable, and man, it was the best. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
No time to worry about social media marketing and promotions. This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dolphin fans, you know, I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or the rest of the games this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay more than 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save today. Dolphins.com, buy your Dolphins tickets, join me at the game, buy direct and save at Dolphins.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been talking with Gerard Yetming. He's the SVP for Investment Properties at the Multi-Housing Office up in Fort Lauderdale. He joined CBRE about 10 years ago. He's been involved in over $6 billion worth of multi-housing assignments. He's closed over 52,000 units. I think this guy may know what he's talking about. Gerard, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Gerard, we talked a little bit about the program. And for people that are just tuning in, CBRE's got a great program that they run every year. I went last year, 350 people. I worked on a whole bunch of business out in the hallway the whole time. It's a great place, a great event. You got to attend. If you want more information, you can go to the CBRE website that they set up for this. You can go to info@CBREMultiHousingSummit.com. You want to make sure you go to the event. VIP tour is on Monday. The full event is on Tuesday. Now, Gerard, why is South Florida so hot in the multi-housing sector? How about that for a softball? You got 15 minutes.
Wow. You know, South Florida is really it really is a gateway area. And, you know, we see a lot of interest, not only from private capital that, you know, that is coming in from overseas, but also from institutions that want to be in these vibrant types of markets. We're very supply constrained. I mean, we have the Everglades to the west and we have the ocean to the east, and there's only a small developable strip of land. And we continue to see excellent performance in terms of rents and rent increases and low vacancy. The population continues to grow. I mean, the list goes on as to why this is such a great market, and you know, we see it continuing to be a very important area for investors.
Well, unlike most parts of the country, you don't have the international opinion writer or the newspaper telling the real estate community what's going on. But in today's Herald, you had Andres Oppenheimer, who profiles and writes opinion on Latin America, talking about how we have to thank the president of Argentina for creating such a concern there that people are creating flight capital. And every year or every cycle, it's a different country. It's Brazil, it's Venezuela, it's Argentina. So I think that you're right. I think that the fact that we're an international gateway insulates us from the things that have been going on generally and creates a lot of demand. I've even seen firms that I've never seen in the market coming for this cycle telling me that we're now a, quote, international gateway city and they need to be here.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the point about flight capital is, you know, is a good one, and it is very relevant. But it goes beyond that. I mean, even when the economies in Latin America are doing well, and there's not really a concern about, you know, people trying to get their money out because they're scared of what's happening in the country. As we saw, there was a huge influx of Brazilian capital, and that was because Brazil was doing great. So like, we kind of have the best of both worlds. If countries in Latin America don't do as well, then we see flight capital, and if they're doing great, then they want to have a second place here. We have very strong cultural ties with a lot of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Well, I got to just tell you, Gerard, I want you marketing my property. You're the best. Now let's talk a little bit. We talked mostly about Dade County. You're actually located in Broward County. What's the difference between Dade and Broward right now on a multi-housing front?
You know, those lines are being blurred a lot. There was a time when, Broward was more of an institutional market in that it was easier to understand. The tenant base was, you know, more American, if you want to say, if you want to put it that way.
I would call it traditional institutional quality that was predictable versus the inability to predict what's going to happen in Miami from a population growth and source of population.
Yes. That's historically been the case. And now you're starting to see institutions get more used to, get more comfortable with investing in Miami. And now you're seeing a lot more new development deals that are, you know, whereas before they were mostly private capital, them being institutional. On the demographics standpoint, I mean, we're also seeing this, you know, upward migration of individuals that were born in other countries that have moved here. You know, they were predominantly in Miami-Dade County, and you're starting to see larger and larger percentages of those types of households being formed and moving into Broward, and further up into Palm Beach. So, we think it's just an evolving situation. We consider the three counties really a mega region. We don't really try to think of them as that different. I mean, it's different, it's just different shades of gray, if you want to put it that way. Eventually we think it's going to be pretty much one homogenous metropolitan area.
Well, for that to happen, we need to have excellent inter-regional transportation system. What do you think about that? What do you think about the coming integration of projects like All Aboard Florida, the FEC East Line? It sounds to me like we're really weaving the three counties into one, like you said, and it seems to me that they're doing it with transportation.
That's exactly right. I mean, All Aboard is extremely exciting. The fact that, you know, you're only going to have those, the three stops in South Florida and then going straight up to Orlando, it makes it all very convenient to have more interconnection. And the other great thing that's happening in a lot of these urban areas is that it's one thing to have those nodes in each of the counties, but then once you get off the train in Miami, then you can get on the Metro Mover and you can get you can get on the Metro Rail and get around that way. Fort Lauderdale, you can have the Wave streetcar system. That'll be sort of a local loop, and you can move around. And so it's not only interconnecting the areas, but, you know, expanding the transportation networks and options within those urban areas that will, you know, that are continuing to make these areas, you know, very dynamic and exciting.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that there's certain firms that only want to do transit-oriented developments. And in the last design, the last development cycle, I did five deals with one of them. Every one of them was with a transportation circulation situation, including one deal I did at Mary Brickell Village, where I made the outlandish claim that you wouldn't even need a car to live there because you could go anywhere you need to without a car if you lived at Mary Brickell Village. I'm a seer. I need a crystal ball. I swear to God, Dave, I really do. So, Gerard, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and what I'd really like for you to focus on is I want to get your message. I want you to get your message out. We're speaking to some of the biggest developers across the country. They're listening in on the radio, on the internet. What is the message that you want to send them about the multi-housing market? And this will be the message I would assume that they're going to get at your conference. Starting Monday night with the VIP reception and then Tuesday all day with 500 of the top industry executives, including Steve Owens, who is the king of the hill right now with his project out on Brickell.
You know, I guess in parting, what I would like to leave as my message is that the future is still very, very bright for Florida, and that, you know, all you talk to people here about the new supply coming in, and we're only barely catching up to where we were 10 years ago. And there's a lot, you know, there continues to be a lot of factors why people want to live here, and we need to, you know, build places for them to rent.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And the one thing that I'm finding is that we build all of these, I'll call it urban interaction locations or places where you can have social collisions, people want to live near that. They're willing to live in a smaller space because they're going to live most of their life out on the pool deck or out in the bars or in their office. And I think that people are starting to design stuff to that. Gerard, if people want to talk to you about doing business, how do they reach you?
I can be reached at my email address is gerardyetming@cbre.com. That's gerardyetming@cbre.com. And my phone number is 954-331-1768.
Wow, man. I appreciate you taking time to talk about the market on the phone. I can't wait for you to tell me about the things that are going on the bus tour. And this event is going to be over the top. If you haven't gotten a chance to go and register for the event, remember, you can go and register by going to the emailing info@cbremultihousingsummit.com. I want to thank Gerard Yetming of CBRE. He's the local SVP for investment properties, 52,000 units and growing. High five to you, Gerard. I'll see you at the event.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to have an old friend, Matt Gold, join us talking about Magnum Energy Solutions back after this. Oh boy, love. I'll tell you, we're talking about love and that, and I'm a believer. Well, let me tell you, even though they lost to the New Orleans Saints, I'm a believer in the Dolphins. And friends, did you know that only 6% of the NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game? Hey, there's nothing better than attending an NFL game live, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memory with your kids, family, friends, and business associates. Hey, the best way to experience Dolphin football is live and in person at Sun Life Stadium with me and the rest of my buddies. And you know I always give you the best advice, and when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or every game this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay more than 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your tickets direct and save today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Now, you guys know I love my friends at Warren Henry, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What that means is that you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody. As a high-powered executive, we demand the best for our health. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's what you'll get. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service. From our personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, 305-243-2738.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to remind everybody, as soon as Dave turns down the music, all right, Dave is turning down the music. I want to remind everybody that Thursday, October 17th, is the 16th annual Sunset Over Miami, the Greater Miami Jewish Federation's Real Estate Network Division signature event. For 16 years, they've been throwing this event. They've been throwing it since I was a young leader. And it's going to be at the Port of Miami. It's going to be an excellent event. If you want some more information, email sunsetovermiami@jewishmiami.org or call them at 786-866-8446. Additionally, tomorrow, join me at the ULI Urban Land Institute Southeast Florida Caribbean Miami Hospitality Market. It's going to be at the Hampton Inn & Suites in Miami and Brickell. It's at Southwest 12th Street in Miami. If you want more information, call 954-783-9504 or visit seflorida.uli.org. And lastly, I want to remind everybody that you can still get your Lauren Book license plate. That's right, your Lauren's Book Love and Healing license plate designed by famed artist Romero Brito is available. Go online at laurenskids.org and pre-register today. And now it's time for our second segment, or I guess our third segment. Matt, sit down and get on the microphone there. We've got our old friend Matt Gold. Matt's been out there selling insurance, and he's also got a new business. His partner, Don Weidenfeld, is the owner. Don's the managing member and owner, and Matt's the senior VP for Rentstrat and Hospitality Group Sales for Magnum Energy Solutions. They've got a unique technology. We're going to discuss how it helps building owners save money on their energy cost by cutting unneeded usage. Matt, I'm over here. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's great to be here. Thanks so much.
All right, let me ask Dave. Hey, Dave, is Don on the line? We're working on it. Yeah, they're working on it. That means that the gerbil can only do one thing at once back there. All right. Well, Don, is Don on the line? Bring Don on, Dave.
Yes. Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've got Don Weidenfeld and Matt Gold on the line. We're going to talk about Magnum Energy Solutions. Don's the managing member and owner of the firm. Matt's a senior vice president based down here in Miami for restaurant and hospitality services. Well, the first question I have, guys, is what does Magnum Energy Solutions do? Maybe, Matt, you want to take that.
Well, I tell you, it's very exciting. You know, in the world of going green, this is exactly the type of company you want to be talking to. I mean, Magnum Energy Solutions literally talks to clients that want to save money on their electric usage. So we actually are out there helping clients minimize that big fat line item we call electricity.
Well, Don, you bought the company. Why'd you buy the company?
Well, you know, Jim, you know, what's the key to U.S. energy independence? That's the big buzzword out there. The key to it is reducing everybody's energy consumption. And we spoke to a number of real estate developers out there around the country, and they said the only area on their line item on their income statement that they were having trouble reducing during the recession was in their energy capacity. And that really gave us a lead-in, and we did 3 months of due diligence and found the best company in the industry and closed on the deal last year.
So what you did was you identified a top provider that has an opportunity, and it seems to me that you've got some unique products. Say, Matt, can you tell me a little bit about the products that they use to save energy that are unique to them?
Well, I think a better way, another way to put it is to say that these items are working in many different verticals. So depending on which vertical that we're working in, whether it be...
What do you mean vertical?
Well, I'm sorry. You mentioned that I work in the hospitality and restaurant segments.
Actually, you work in the restaurant sector.
Oh, the restaurant. I missed that word. Sorry. But my spelling was never all that good. But, you know, what we have is in reference to like refrigeration and freezers, we have these thermometers that actually measure temperature of the food product so that, you know, we're actually measuring temperature of food product versus... When you open up a refrigerator door, the compressor automatically pops on, no longer with Magnum Energy Solutions.
Doesn't everybody have that?
No. It's all new product, all new technology. This is patent-pending technology that Magnum Energy has, and it's very, very exciting.
Well, Don, if Magnum has this stuff and it's unique to Magnum, how do you do when you compete against other companies? I don't want to mention the competition, but let's say somebody like Johnson Controls. How do you compete against them?
Well, specifically in reference to them, I mean, we just beat them out on three different university bids, 5,000 dorm rooms apiece in two universities, 7,000 dorms in Clemson. We beat them because, quite frankly, our products are all wireless and batteryless. In a lot of cases, they may be wireless, but then they have batteries. Ours are all batteryless. And how do we do that? We have light and energy harvesting chips. So within each device, we harvest the energy that's in the room or use kinetic energy. Therefore, there's no battery use, no maintenance that goes along with your products. And we tie those into the thermostat and then control everything through a software program. So we are beating out a $29 billion company out there on a daily basis. And we've got orders really coming across the board.
Well, high five to you for beating out the industry leader. It seems to me like they got to watch the little guy coming up behind them. But you also made a subtle point that we haven't brought out that makes you green. No batteries, Don. No batteries. Now, everybody knows you shouldn't throw batteries out. I don't think there's one person listening that hasn't thrown out every battery in their life into the trash. I don't know anybody that's got a trash bin next to their garbage that says batteries here. So it seems to me like when they go through the 1,000 dorm rooms at wherever the heck it is, that's 1,000 batteries that aren't going in landfill. High five to you for that.
Yes, no question about it. It's a key. And I tell you, you know, going along a little further on that is, you know, our average energy savings is running at around between 25 and 40%. And we just had a hotel chain that we just have been running testing for them, and we've been saving about 42%, which is over our high end. So not only the savings on the batteries, the savings on the energy, and reducing everybody's power bills.
Now, Don, you've been all over the place here. Matt talks about verticals, but it sounds really like you guys are a horizontal. A horizontal meaning that you do restaurants, yes. Hospitality.
Yes. No question. Our two biggest markets, Jim, are hotels and dorms. Because generally most of the occupants throw the air down to 65 because they're not paying the bill. And then they walk out of the room and they don't care and leave the air conditioning on all day. So those are our biggest savings percentage. But we've been installing in apartments and condos and strip centers and office buildings and convenience stores. And we're rolling out 1,100 restaurants right now for Subway. And we're working with Starwood Hotels. We're one of three suppliers for them, and Wyndham Worldwide just gave us an order for 22,000 timeshares.
Well, Don, it sounds like you need to join me at this CBRE conference. Will you be my date and tell all the apartment guys how they can save money?
No question about it, Jim. I'll always be your date. You know that.
Okay, Don, and I only mean that for going to the conference. After that, I go home to Vivian. No. You know, not that there'd be anything wrong with that now, but I've got Vivian, and that's my girl. I know you're freestyling though, so you know if the girls are out there and they're looking for a sexy guy that owns an energy company, well, we know who they can call, Don.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate that.
We do ads for everybody on this show, Don. Now, who have you guys installed for already? You talked about some of your big clients. So, you know, why is it diverse between Subway and Westin and timeshare and hotels? I mean, does this mean that you have a product for just about every guy and gal that has an energy need?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what the piece of real estate. Every piece of real estate in the country has thermostats. We control the thermostat through all of our proprietary sensors, whether it's a door sensor, a window sensor, an occupancy sensor. And let me tell you, Jim, our occupancy sensor works on your body temperature. So when the body temperature walks out of the room and we have the setback set for more than 3 to 5 minutes, the air conditioning, your thermostat will punch the air up to 76 or 78 degrees, whatever you choose. So therefore, it's good for dorm room application. It's good for hotel application. It's good for the restaurants and anybody else that has a piece of real estate, which is why we're tied in real well with your show.
Now, listen, one of the way I control my thermostat is with a little yellow sticky that says, if you touch this thermostat while I'm not here, I'm going to break your fingers if I find out. That's the way we handle it at my place. Now, you talked about 1,000 dorm rooms, Don. Can this stuff be centrally monitored and controlled?
Yes, actually, that's one of the keys to our proprietary system. We have a software system that we have a guy who actually worked on the radar defense system that is working for us now. And our software system will control all your pieces of real estate or all your dorm rooms or all your hotel rooms from one central location.
Now,
we can monitor when somebody walks in or out of a room, and we can change the setbacks, and everything is done automatically.
It sounds like you got a rocket scientist working for you. Now you got Matt here doing hospitality and restaurants in South Florida. It sounds like you got a pretty good team going.
No question. We've hired at least 15 people since the middle of the summer, and we're doing very well. We're up significantly higher than that in complete capacity at this point.
Now, if somebody's – now, you're nationwide, right?
Yes, we are nationwide. We operate in a number of different locations. Our manufacturing facilities, just as one of the key, Jim, is we are made in the USA entirely from A to Z. Even our chips are made in the USA.
Well, hey.
We've got five manufacturing facilities in Ohio.
Now, wait a minute. Matt just gave me his business card. Matt, lean in here. You gave me a key card to a hotel. I only have a minute. So tell me what's on here and how people get a hold of you, Matt, because you're the salesman. Matt, you got to do some work. Don's the owner. He did all the talking. You got to close the deals.
Yeah, that's my job. 5-6, I'm sorry, my number is.
Make believe they're Jets fans.
Yeah, exactly. 305.
No, it's 561, actually.
Not anymore.
Oh.
So there we go. It's 305-215-7881. And for those Jet fans, that's 305-215-7881.
All right, I want to give Matt Gold and Don Weidenfeld a high five. Magnum Energy Solutions, look them up on the internet. Call them. These guys are going to save your bacon when it comes to energy. We'll be right back after this short break with Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate.
Hey, you know I appreciate it. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too. And that's why they always give their customers more. That's when I leased my Infiniti. Actually, I leased two Infinitis from them. I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair. Key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call anytime for anything for an entire year. So if you buy or lease a new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Hey, did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? Hey, there's nothing better than attending a live game, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with your kids, family, friends, or business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS. That's 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit Dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience. Join me this Sunday when we play the Ravens.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to remind everybody that you can order the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing Specialty License Plate designed by artist Romero Brito by going to lawrencekids.org. Go to lawrencekids.org to prevent child abuse and help to heal survivors. All right, Tarek, I know you're involved with Lawrence Kids. You threw that beautiful event down at Richmond Heights Perrine Optimist Club. High five to you for that, and high five to you for keeping me fit for life. I sure don't want to be fat for life. How we doing there, Tarek?
Well, thank you, Jim.
Hey, now listen, this week I want to talk about what you can do to keep people productive while they're in the office. So one of the things that I know that I do when I'm in the office, when I'm freaking out, is I go up and I take a walk to calm down. What are some of the things that people can do at the office that you tell them about that can help them be more productive during the workday?
All right, number one, you should try to get up every 45 minutes to an hour and walk around for at least 2 minutes. Take a deep breath, take a nice stretch, get out of that chair, get your blood back flowing, get some easy, simple stretches in. You can go against the wall, put your hands down to your toes, hold that for about 15, 25 seconds. You breathe out on the way up, and you repeat that for two or three times. Walk around again. Just get some light stretches in. Try to get some oxygen back in your body flowing. And just try not to sit down for too long is what I'm really trying to say, Jeff. Very important to get up every now and again.
You know, now I get up. I walk around the office. Everybody laughs at me. All I do is I go around. I kibitz. I tell a couple of jokes. I see what's going on. I shake hands with a couple of people. I tell the assistants what a great job they're doing, and then I go back and sit down. It takes me about 30 seconds unless I put in a bathroom break. Then it takes me a minute and 30 seconds.
That is correct.
It seems like that's all you really need to do to stay active and alert. Now, how about caffeine, Tarek? A lot of people, they live on caffeine in the workplace. Now, I was up to about 5 or 6 cups of espresso a day before I went on vacation. I backed down to 2. I found that I can be more attentive and more productive with less caffeine.
Exactly. I mean, because too much caffeine can result in a crash. Of course, you know, you're feeling sluggish one moment, you try to take 3 or 4 or 5 shots, then you get even, you know, it gets a little bit worse. So basically, one and a half shots is fine every now and again when you need it. Just don't overdo the caffeine shots. You're definitely going to have a decrease in energy levels if you have too much caffeine.
Yeah, I know this. What you do is you come in and sometimes you have like a half a Red Bull and you put in some water and stuff like that. It seems to me that that's more of an approach than drinking a whole Red Bull. I mean, I know that when I do Gatorade, I dilute it. And, you know, now you're seeing that these other sports drinks are coming in, the just drop it into your water thing. It really seems like that's the best approach. Now, Tarek, I know that you train a couple of the NFL guys, and I must say this. Frank Gore is having a hell of a season. He looked awesome the other night on TV. What do you do to keep Frank mellow and calm and productive during the NFL season? After all, that's his job.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim, for that comment. Basically, I'm always shooting the messages here and there just to keep him positive, just reminding him to take his time, be patient, breathe, and just try to visualize the plays before you actually get into that play. Just taking your time, being patient, just like we train, one rep, one set at a time. You got to take your time. You got to be patient. Always keeping that positive mental outlook on the next play.
My gosh, are you something else? How can I keep you in my pocket all day long? It's just amazing. We got to have you tape some of these and just put them on the radio on my show. Now, we're going to get together. We're going to stay fit for life. We're going to work out on Saturday. Then we're going to go to the football game. We're going to have a great time. We're going to see Lamar Miller, your man that you train, kick some booty this week against the world champion Ravens out at Sun Life Stadium. People can go to dolphins.com or freedombusiness.com to get their tickets. Tarek, let's say I'm a father. I've got a young man who is an athlete who's up and coming, and suddenly he gets a little bit full of himself. It seems to me that's part of performance and productivity is keeping people straight on the beam and grounded. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. Number one, you take the basketball or take the baseball or take the football away for 2 weeks if you have to. You go out, you take him in the hot sun, you talk to him face-to-face like a father, like a trainer should or would, and you just work his butt off in the sun. No football, no training. You don't need any of that stuff. Everything starts with discipline first. You got to respect your elders. You got to respect your coaches. You got to respect your parents. So, I mean, if you're not doing that, if you're too big-headed, let's say, you're not going to respect your team, your teammates, your coaches, because you're a big shot. So we got to sometimes humble the kids, bring them back down to earth, take them back out in the field, and just, kick his butt up with some training.
Tarek, I wish I had a kid so I could give him to you. My gosh, if people want to have you straighten out their – I got to say it this way. If people want to have you straighten out their kids, how do they get in touch with you, man?
You can at me on Twitter, at Tarek Maddox, or simply give me a call. Area code 786-278-5584. You can always give me a buzz. I'm here, right here, right.
All right, Tarek. And for everybody out there that has a tough time, it's Tarek, T-E-R-E-K. That's T-E-R-E-K, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. That's the way I get a hold of him. He keeps me fit for life, looking awesome. I mean, my wife can't believe it. She keeps telling me I look 20 years younger. And Tarek, it ain't just because of what I've been eating. Now, one more time, I want to give your trainer numbers out, and then anybody who wants to get their kid straightened out or get themselves, instead of fat for life, fit for life, how do they find you, Tat?
Hey, somebody, just give me a buzz. Area code one more time. That's 786-278-5584.
All right, Tarek, I want to thank you so much for coming, as always. I want to give you a high five for how good Frank Gore is looking, and it looks like Lamar's getting it going, too.
Thank you, Jim. Can't thank you enough. I can't wait to get those guys on your show.
We're going to have them. We're going to make up a time,
that's
and
right.
It'll be after, after the season, perhaps, or maybe in the season, but we'll get them on the show. Tarek Maddox, trainer for the NFL people. Reach him at Tarek Maddox, at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. Make sure you go there. Tarek, I'll see you Saturday, and then we'll go to the game together on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye, Jim. You guys have a great day.
High five, Tarek. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. Tarek's been on the show. He's a continuing contributor to Freedom Business. He helps keep me fit for life. Go to, our Twitter feed and take a look at the kind of things that we've been doing. So I definitely want to thank Tarek Maddox. I want to thank UHealth. UHealth has been a backbone of our wellness programming here. UHealth keeping us fit for life along with Tarek Maddox. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. Warren Henry's got some great events coming up. You go to their Facebook page or tweet at Warren Henry Automotive, and you'll learn more about the great events that they have coming up. Always want to thank the NFL alumni. They're caring for kids. I want to thank Lauren's Kids, who obviously cares for kids. Remember to go to laurenskids.org to order your Lauren's Kids license plate designed by Romero Brito. High five to the Miami Marlins on the no-hitter. Wow, that was awesome. We had two groups that we sent for free to that game. Two groups went to that no-hitter for free on Freedom Business in the Marlins. Thanks to Bruce Turkell for helping us with our branding. Thanks to Tarek Maddox for helping us stay fit for life. Thanks to Publix for making sure we have food for all of our events. Thanks to Social Media 305 for helping us get the word out. And thanks to the Miami Dolphins for their support. Aztec Group, high five to them. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And again, UHealth. I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Freed. Tweet at the show, at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. We've got a website. Go to the website. Here are old shows. Somebody recently said to me, Jim, you don't have a lot of health and wellness on. I said, you haven't looked at the website. Check out the website. You know, we're going to be on today. We're on today. If you missed today, we'll be on Monday at 10 o'clock. You can always hear our archived shows at www.freedombusiness.com. Make sure you keep both hands on the wheels, and don't worry about the person in front of you. You'll get over it. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't touch.